You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Lauren Cleland of Visit Savannah. Hey, Lauren.
Hi.
Also with us is Claire Sando of the Tourism Leadership Council. Hi, Claire.
Good morning.
And there's plenty to do this weekend. Lots of laughs starting today.
Absolutely. So be prepared to belly laugh because the Savannah Comedy Fest is back. It starts on Thursday and goes through Saturday. It's got a totally improv musical from Savannah Stage Company. It's got the National Lampoon Improvised Vacation. There's a show called Potty in the USA. And there's even a final show from Pimprov, which is a pretty popular improv group. Yeah, so it's going to be a great weekend.
And there's also lots of food this weekend.
Yes. Friday marks the beginning of the Winter Savannah Restaurant Week. This is a great way that you can try all sorts of different restaurants for a fixed price of $30 per person. That includes an appetizer, entree, and dessert. Whether you're in the mood for seafood, Italian, steak, there's something for everyone.
What if I'm in the mood for all of the above?
Well, you could just tour them all. Why not?
I could do all of it. Perfect.
It is a whole week, so, you know.
Stretchy pans are my friend. I'm ready.
And you can also, if you'd rather get a little more rustic with your food, you can do that on Saturday.
Yeah, maybe you want to cook your own food. Maybe you want to learn how. Oatland Island Wildlife Center is offering a Wet Your Appetite for Open Fire Cooking Workshop. So you can go and spend the afternoon in the beautiful weather at Oatland Island and then learn how to cook on cast iron skillets and things like that, all outdoors. And you get to eat it. So you don't just cook. You do get to enjoy the fruits of your labor.
That's key. And if you'd rather learn how to make a good drink, however,
then you can head over to Ghost Coast Distillery as they start up their cocktail class series. Learn from their lead bartender, Sydney Lance, and use exclusively Ghost Coast products to make some amazing cocktails.
And then there's also, of course, it's Savannah, more drinks to be had on Saturday as well.
Classic Savannah. Walk down the street to Service Brewing as they celebrate Georgia Beer Day. They'll have some special releases and live music and Big Bon Pizza. You can also head down to Coastal Empire later and drink more beer and and eat some oysters because you got to eat something at some point.
At some point, you should probably eat something. It sounds like a party, though, on Saturday.
I'm going to everything. This is great.
Saturday night, you can also catch some music.
Absolutely. So the Savannah Philharmonic is presenting Royal Baroque. So they'll have a whole night of music from Bach and Handel, and they'll even be playing Pachelbel's famous, beautiful Canon in D.
And then finally, on Sunday, there is a chance to celebrate one of our local museums.
Yes, the Mighty 8th Air Force was formed 76 years ago this Sunday, and the Museum of the Mighty 8th out in Pooler is celebrating in style. They're having a class of Air Force recruits that are being enlisted that day. They're showing a whole bunch of rare model airplanes. They apparently have a very extensive collection. They're also holding a model airplane building class, so you can bring the kids, and they get to learn how to build a model plane and take it home with them.
Yeah, so lots of fun to be had this weekend, whether you want to learn to build an airplane, mix a drink, or cook some food. A little something for everyone. Claire Sando of the Tourism Leadership Council, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And Lauren Cleland of Visit Savannah, thanks for joining us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
And have a great weekend, both of you.
You too.
You too.